Okay, I underestimated how fast you were going to do that. All right. I underestimated
the
how
cave
fast that
looks
was going to happen.
A little bit more UM-y than it did last time we was here, bro.
Piece of shit. Look at all this UM shit.
All right, man. In the motherfucking Kane's cave, nigga.
Is it on sale because of the new Cuban guy you guys hired? Is it everything must go
this
Castro sale?
This Cuban is legit. He can speak Spanish, okay? He can coach. He can recruit.
What makes him legit? Where's he from?
He's from here. He played at the U.
He was a player?
Yeah, he won championships at the U.
In the 80s?
Early 90s.
With The Rock?
Yeah. Warren Sapp, all them boys. Rohan Marley.
Oh, so he's from the cloth.
Yeah.
And then he's from Miami too, or is he just...
He's from Miami.
That's special.
Yeah, he's from here. He's born and raised here, from here, won here, knows what it takes to win here. He recruited a lot of those Alabama players at Alabama that helped them win championships.
So... I mean, I hate to say it, but he sounds like every other hype nigga you guys have every time.
Nah, this guy.
What the fuck about this guy is a thing?
He's an actual coach, bro. Those other guys weren't coaches, except for Mark Rick. Those other guys were trash. Let's not compare this nigga to the last Cuban. And they couldn't even speak Spanish, man. Fuck that nigga. From Miami, you Cuban that can't speak Spanish?
He was a Calle Ocho nigga.
Yeah, that nigga, man. And he talked. And he had a fucking lisp.
He's not from the big Havana. He's from the little Havana.
He's from the little one, bro.
The little one.
Fuck out Havana here. Jr.
Exactly.
All right, well, fuck that shit.
Go Kainf. That's how you talk.
I'm not going to lie. Can't no nigga give me no riveting speech with the lisp.
None. Zero.
Come on, guys. Go out there. Give it your best. Struggle.
Give it your best shot.
Your best shot. Face adversity with strength. And dignity and substance. Hey, come on, fam. Get the fuck out of here, coach.
Fuck out of here, nigga. On that spin.
Go ahead and play kill your adversaries.
This nigga show you a play paper. Wet as fuck afterwards, nigga.
Spitting on all a dry erase marker.
Succotash head ass.
For real. I used to call him Daffy Duck on the timeline. I used to call nigga Coach Daffy.
To all of our listeners with the lisp. Sorry. I'm sorry your parents didn't put you through speech therapy at the right age.
That heavy ass tongue.
I'm so sorry that you can't lift your tongue. Ladies, what that mouth do?
I used to talk to a girl with a lisp. That shit was.
Oh crazy. No, that's always a great time. That's always a great time because she can't control that mouth. It's too heavy. She can't even lift it. So it's like a waterbed for your meat.
Yeah. You already know what that mouth do.
A waterbed for
spit.
Your feet.
That's what that mouth do.
Because she can't control it.
And you lay in there and you can't pop it.
Oh, man.
I remember one time I called. I said, what are you doing? With my daughter. She's watching Madagascar. Ooh, she couldn't say the gas car.
Madagascar. Hey, I know it took everything in you to hold on to Madagascar. Because Madagascar is enough to break me.
She didn't last very long.
But you know what? I don't know any women that stutter. You ever met one?
No, I never met a woman that stutter.
Like, they'll have a lisp, but never like...
I've never met a stuttering. That's crazy. I never met a woman that stuttered. Is that a thing?
Do women stutter?
I'm trying to think.
Can women stutter?
I don't think that's
they don't possess
thing.
The ability to.
I've never seen or heard of a woman.
No matter what, they're going to communicate.
They have to communicate. That's a prerequisite to being a woman.
That's weird.
I've never seen one.
If you out there and you a woman and you stutter, man, tap in with us.
They ain't going to fucking tap in. They ain't going to get these jokes.
But please, send us a text message. You know?
Text message?
That's stupid. Okay. If you stutter through text, that's stupid. Don't send me all those fucking T's.
You have a bigger problem here.
Ben, what kind of music are we having today?
Why do you have a cane?
Because I'm a pimp, Ricky. I don't understand.
That's so stupid.
I don't understand.
Man. For those of you who are listening and not watching on YouTube, this guy has a cane and no one knows why. Absolutely. No one knows absolutely why.
You know why, because I'm a fucking pimp. You know why.
I don't know what you heard about me.
Come on.
But a bitch can't get a dollar out of me.
Come on.
No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see.
Come on.
That I'm a motherfucking P-I-M-P.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that.
Ben, please start the music.
I really appreciate that, Chris.
You already know, my
solid brother. Solid work, brother.
Now you're listening to NWO podcast.
I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gents, niggas and niggas.
You forgot, just a, didn't you?
We're just a couple of niggas.
You saw my face?
Keep just rocking. A couple of niggas who happen to have opinions, please.
We some niggas with opinions. 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 Nigga with opinion, nigga with opinion, nigga. 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 Nigga with opinion, nigga. Bitch, you need opinions, you should get it from these niggas. Bitch, you need opinions, you should get it from these niggas. Bitch, you need opinions, you should get it from these niggas. Get it from these niggas. Get it from these niggas. Hey, Chris, Rick, Benny, and Miho. Hey, bitch, can you see ho? You bitches easy like a free throw. I love that bar. It made me happy. I like my bitches kind of dark and nappy. Like Aunt Slappy. This freestyle is kind of crappy. But, bitch, I'm going to clean it up.
This ain't enough.
Hey! Thank you. All right. Okay. I'm going to get back to it. No, don't you dare. Don't you dare. All right. Don't you dare. I need at least four balls that's worthwhile. Fuck! Okay. All right, my last chance. My last chance, and we'll quit.
Here we go.
Ben is drinking a soda. In the sky, Star Wars, Yoda. Whipping like I'm in a fucking Yoda. Hey, all up in your bitch throat. I'm back, bitch. Fuck you thought. I'm with your girl, and she's a thought. You like... Hey, man, did you write thought? We thought you did. You thought that I was motherfucking not. What? Okay. Yeah. All right. That was what I needed.
Bruh.
Don DeMarco.
Oh, shit.
Hey, man, when you said mijo, I thought you was going to
Spanish.
A whole other world.
I thought you were going to the Spanish. Yeah.
That would have been great.
Spanish niggas. Like,
mijo.
Yeah.
You said
mijo,
it's mijo. Me. You said it's Ricky, Chris, and Ben. And it's mijo. I thought you was going a whole nother bag, bro.
These are all my motherfucking amigos.
All right. Okay.
Hey, ladies and gents, welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Niggas with Opinions. Circle R. Yes, we came that far.
It's going to happen.
I feel it coming.
I feel it.
Pause.
Yeah, me too.
You said you're going to come out of your shirt.
Yeah, I haven't worked out in months, guys. I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry about this. I haven't worked out in months.
Just in case you're wondering, we are recording in Haiti right now. So
We are.
We're in Port-au-Prince right now.
Not the good part, if you were.
Yeah.
No.
So.
But I'm joined by my brothers in buffoonery. Plus.
What's that?
A.K.A. Plus or Crow.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. I'll take it.
And to my right, I have Ricky the Prince.
Saka Fett.
Been a menace ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And to furthest to the right, we have the vegan trap lord.
Gang violence.
In the motherfucking building.
Me better than them.
You heard?
Guys, please, if you could, please continue making the jokes about him looking like a paraplegic in the chair. I really enjoy them. I enjoy
man,
them.
Loso. My feet are moving, nigga.
I enjoyed those jokes.
Yo, Loso's feet, a fucking
he's a menace, dog.
That's
fucking funny.
You guys are the officers of the internet.
Keep applying pressure. Keep applying pressure.
I love it. But how y'all niggas feeling, man?
Great, man.
I'm all right.
Great. My college team is going to be making some
get the fuck out of here.
Fucking improvements on the field. I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling great.
So they won't come this year. Next year.
They're going to wake up next year.
No, we'll shut the fuck
up.
Oh,
and
year.
Also, I'm part of the PS5 gang. So
hey, let's go.
All right. Guys. Okay. All right. Welcome. Welcome.
Christmas is good to me this year.
Hey, not a single member of our Navy has a PS5. I asked you motherfuckers to add me. I got like three requests.
They're poor like me.
Okay.
Right. What do you mean?
Because we need one more nigga to do nothing but shoot threes. Don't get fancy. Don't dribble. Take your ass to that corner and wait for us to pass you the ball.
Kenny,
that's what we need.
Who the fuck are you?
If you're that guy, bring your ass.
Kenny, bring your ass on, man.
These niggas don't want smoke, man. They run, man. They're not ready. It really is a jungle, and a lot of niggas are not ready.
Your skin
got
to be thick, man.
Pause. Your skin got to be thick, bro.
You got to be thick-skinned.
Pause,
yes.
How?
I don't know. That's
I'm not
he,
sure.
He
I'm
pauses
sure.
everything. So
he created this game.
He started this shit.
He has the rules.
So I don't know when. What is? I don't know. But I say, how do you niggas? And I pause that. So I don't know.
You
got to
be realistic, my guy.
Just how far is this going to go?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you just, you're overstepping your boundaries.
Anything new with you, Benny boy?
Not much. Still working. Still
Unfortunately.
Black.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. And, Joe Byron out here, looking like Michael Scott with Scott's tots. You guys, it's an Office reference. I'm sorry.
The nigga,
you never watched The Office. You probably
something with student loans, right? I didn't graduate college, so I didn't read the article.
Motherfucker was campaigning the whole time, saying, "Nah, he's gonna fucking look out for the student loans." Bitch, I just got a fucking email saying in fucking February I gotta pay back these motherfucking loans that you told me if I voted for your pussy ass it wasn't gonna happen. So fuck you and Kamala, motherfucker. You'll never get my motherfucking vote again. Got my ass. I should listen to Chris.
Did you see that bitch try to get sassy with Charlamagne?
Saw that bullshit.
Did you see that?
A bunch of hogwash. She said nothing. She said absolutely nothing. The bitch started talking about
no Charlamagne.
She said, "Oh, his name is President Joe Biden."
President Joe
and she started
Biden.
Talking about public transportation.
And I'm
the
Vice
fuck?
President Kamala Harris.
Shut
bitch,
the fuck up.
If you could fucking get
I don't even
want to
beat no more. Shut up.
I'm ashamed. Oh my God. I'm ashamed. I'm a clown.
She talked out of it.
I voted for them. Seconds. I'm a fucking clown. I'm ashamed.
Fuck out of here.
I'm ashamed.
She used to be sexy to me. Not anymore.
Let me get the close
fucking
up.
Gas.
I voted for them. I'm a fucking shame.
I fucking voted for them.
I'm a clown.
That TikTok you had? That
clown face?
Yo, my God.
I'm a fucking clown.
Clown cam.
Fuck them.
I'm a goddamn clown.
I should listen to you, Republican man. I should have fucking listened to you, MAGA.
I should have voted Trump like Chris.
I fucking voted for them.
Yeah, man. That's what I should have did.
I ain't vote.
There is a pocket, right? let's all envision a pocket. We're outside of it right now.
Let me tell you something.
Talking about you don't want to beat anybody.
Yeah, man, I used to want to, man. She used to go up there Come talking on. That sexy shit.
You can't double down. Yeah, like, I'm trying to save you. I'm trying to save you from the call.
Why can't I want to beat the vice president?
Why not? Is that illegal? The power, you know what I'm
guys,
saying?
Get us, guys, man. I think
who's going to get us?
For objectifying.
It is illegal to make threats. This is not a threat. This is a promise.
If
I see those cheeks, they beat Kamala.
See those cheeks? If I see those cheeks, they might get clapped.
It's not a threat. Secret Service.
Themselves. If the opportunity presented itself, it would get those cheeks would get
I would
clapped.
Clap those presidential cheeks.
You're absolutely right.
Okay. In the oral office.
We'll make we'd make some new foreign policies.
Come on, bro. What's happening, bro?
Show her my constituents.
That's so nasty.
What's nasty, nigga?
That lady
sweet
voting,
love.
Voting for Joe Biden, yes, is nasty.
Making sweet stuff. Love with an Arab Jamaican woman is nasty.
Come on, are you kidding me?
I don't want to be right.
Why sweet love? why is sweet love sweet? What makes it sweet?
Sweet love. Hey, Roger.
Oh, God.
I heard she went to HBCU.
She did. She? Howard.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And the one that was in fucking shambles.
You see what's going on in Howard?
Yeah, the one that was in fucking shambles. She was
on?
There campaigning.
No fuck
and then when she got on, they never heard from her half black ass again.
Yeah, shit.
Has she addressed it at all?
Oh, why?
Bro, listen to this.
Those
guys.
Are black problems.
Guys, listen to this. We've been alive for the George Bush presidency, the Clinton presidency, the George Bush Jr. presidency. Who was after that?
Obama.
And then
Trump.
Trump. And now Biden. This is the worst that I can remember.
No, I can't let you get off like that.
Who's worse than this?
Trump.
Now, Trump was pretty
was
bad.
Insane.
Yeah.
And George W. Bush literally could not read above a fifth grade level.
Trump actually let niggas able to go to the gas station, nigga. What the fuck nigga, is
this
talking about?
This shit is so bad, I can't even fucking remember the fuck-ups these other niggas had. That's how bad this
niggas is present.
Listen, I was already...
This shit is bad, man.
I'm mad to be able to admit that I kind of saw this coming, but the moment that did it for me, bro.
The Haiti shit? When the Haitians at the Mexico border?
Not only that, but like during his campaign.
Oh,
run,
yeah, yeah.
If you don't vote for me, you ain't black. I was like, you know what? I know what I'm going to get.
That should have been the warning.
That should have been it.
That should have been the warning, right?
For
I know what I'm going to get.
Well, you know what it was? I think we was all so fed up with Trump's bullshit. We thought, stupidly, you know, maybe, you know, this nigga's finna, you know, look out.
We have to accept that this concept of the lesser of two evils isn't enough to get you to do some shit. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, really? Like being picked, being fucked over with sand in the dick, or being fucked over with dust in the dick, you're still being fucked in the dick.
Listen. Well, to be fair, I wanted Bernie to win.
Yeah, but once we realized that wasn't a feasible option,
he's too far,
we
he's
all
should have
stayed
there.
The fuck home.
He says he's an extremist, so he would never get into office.
We all should have stayed home. Listen, I swear,
fuck, man,
until a fucking politician is speaking my exact language and is speaking to my specific issues, I'm staying the fuck home for the rest of my life.
And remember, something that I was telling, something I was discussing with Nat, hey, babe, I basically said, we need to understand that these politicians, whether Republican or Democratic, as soon as they take that office, they lose race. There's only one race, all right? Yeah. And that's the benefit and the bottom line of America.
They become the people's president.
The green, bro. You know what I'm saying?
They no longer have race after that.
This shit is awful, man. This shit is fucking awful, man. This shit is fucking awful.
He can't just be black people's president.
These last two presidents are fucking terrible. Is this the best America could do? It's fucking Hillary versus fucking Trump and motherfucking Biden versus whoever the fuck he was going. I don't even remember who the fuck he was going up against.
I'm
going
to keep it 1,000 with you, right?
The Rock is next.
I'm having a hard time thinking of a good president.
The Rock.
Like, who was the good president?
The Rock.
Nigga. You said The Rock?
I said Barack.
You mean that fucking murderer? Come on, man.
I said
get the fuck out of here.
Barack.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Barack was the last good president.
This nigga ran campaigning, lift every voice and sing. Got hired? Hey, I'm not black America's president. I'm America's president. Get the fuck out of here. All right, your wife has a fat ass. That's dope. You're doing well in life. That's the most I give a fuck about, pal.
He was a good president, bro.
Okay, he got in there, did 8 years, left. How are niggas' lives better? Huh? You let the homos get married. Congratulations. You let the homos get surgeries. Congratulations. You let the homos join the Navy.
Hold on.
What about the niggers, Obama?
You're in America thinking niggers are going to get a fair shake at life?
So what do you mean good president? What'd that nigger do? He clocked in, clocked out, got good benefits. Congratulations. You're a black man with a good job, I guess.
He didn't fuck us over like these other presidents did.
That's the standard? Not fucking us over?
That's how bad these presidents are.
Come on,
it's not bad.
Come on, bro. They're all fucking awful. And it won't be fixed.
I grew up thinking Bill Clinton was the fucking greatest. They shoved that motherfucker in my face. He's the greatest.
Because he smoked
weed
and played saxophone. It's bullshit.
He was terrible.
It's bullshit. Until I run for office, shit won't be fixed. It's going to take me.
What are you
going
to fix besides fucking all the BBWs?
It's going to take me.
What are you going to do for him?
My cabinet is going to be fat as fuck. Where did you see it?
I know.
It's going to be a thick ass cabinet.
We know. Hi, motherfucker.
She's underqualified, but she's thick.
I think what's going to happen now, the presidential candidates now are going to be a fucking, it's going to be a joke now.
The Rock, nigga. I think I'm joking.
If you smell what the Rock, I'll vote for that nigga.
I'm not voting for that thick neck nigga, bro.
If you smell what the Rock is
cooking.
Who? I'm voting for that thick neck nigga for what?
You don't trust a nigga with a thick neck.
No, bro. No, bro. Not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
I'll vote for whoever can get these gas prices back down, fucking deal with inflation, you know what I'm saying, police reform, some shit, man. You motherfuckers went in there talking all this bullshit about how Trump wasn't taking care of COVID and black lives was being this and that. Man, this shit's still fucking going on. You ain't done shit, man. What the fuck? The fuck have you motherfuckers done since you've taken, you fucking taken the oath? You ain't done shit, man.
Jerking each other off.
Get the fuck out of here with this bullshit, man. I don't want to hear another motherfucking thing about Biden and fucking Harris, man. Fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Fuck
shit
him.
Is a fucking sham, bro.
Fuck him.
Speaking of shams, Juicy Smollett. I don't know what the fuck this guy's deal is.
I thought it was Jesse.
It is Jesse, but I'd rather disrespect him.
By calling him Juicy?
Didn't we have an episode
about it? That's what Dave Chappelle called him.
Didn't we have an episode about it with the Tupac shit?
gay Tupac.
He's the gay
Tupac.
No, we had an episode after him. All Guys on Me. All Guys on Me was our title. Bro, this is before it came out that he was fucking lying. We knew it was cap. We titled the episode All Guys on Me, and we put his face on Tupac. Now, we don't take shit serious. This nigga was fighting for his life, and we came up with an episode.
By you guys.
It is one of our most listened to episodes. It's literally at the top. All Guys on Me.
We called the episode All Guys.
And we took the nigga Tupac's picture, moved his face, and put fucking Juicy's face on it. Ooh, Jesus, bro. We ain't shit. We were right. We called this nigga cap. And we were fucking right the whole time.
It's crazy the length that he was willing to go to.
It's nuts, bro.
Okay? All the way to Supreme Court. Hired lawyers.
It's just one of those situations where you get caught
lying. Please don't say nuts during his story.
Huh? That's crazy. That's crazy.
Because you're not.
Pause.
It's you're not, wild. It's wild.
All right. Time to grow up. All right. I'm growing up. Okay. I'm growing up.
Man, fuck Jussie, bro. I'm going to be honest with you. Fuck that nigga, man.
Bro, why'd he hire those two big African niggas?
To fuck them.
Okay? Because even, I don't understand any of the story.
None of it makes sense, bro. Paid them with a check.
Fuck them. Kudos to Nigerians for being such a hardworking people. Is there a job those folks won't take?
Wrote himself a letter. Remember that part.
Is there a job those folks won't take? Kudos to you guys.
Yeah, he did write a whole, letter, huh?
That's a racist job. And Nigerians got it. That's really great.
Oh, man.
Why you bring it back?
I have to fucking walk and shit. But yeah, man, that shit was crazy, man. So the facts came out, right? We knew this shit was a sham.
It's a sham.
Nigga had a fucking talk about that. He got hung by news. He was at a Subway, got beat up. So what kind of Subway's open at the time? That time.
So the sole black juror in that case said the reason why he voted him, guilty, is because he couldn't fathom any black man having a noose put on him and then keeping it there until the cops show up.
Right.
No black man would leave that on until the cops show up.
It doesn't make sense.
You would definitely remove it and say the
minute these niggas take their paws off of you, you taking that shit the fuck off. I mean, that's just black, white, Spanish. I mean, you're not leaving a fucking noose around your fucking neck. Man.
That has to be the natural reaction.
I mean,
he'd already wiped his fingerprints off and he didn't want to get him back on there again.
He's a fucking idiot, bro. And you know what's crazy, dog? Like, if I'm a gay person, bro, I'm pissed off at this shit. Like, now you're putting even more, you're making it even harder for us now.
But he didn't do it because, he didn't say he got jumped for being black.
I'm not saying that he is, but the fact that he is gay.
But they don't give a fuck. He black.
But I'm just saying, if you're a gay motherfucker, like, you know what I'm saying, that some shit happens to, like, this motherfucker, that don't help. It don't help black people, it don't help gay niggas either.
That's why
when a black gay nigga is doing this bullshit.
He's abandoned right now.
Because when he was like trying to publicize the fact that he fought back and things of that nature, he definitely publicized the fact that he's a gay variation of Tupac. Like, bro, he's leveraging his own community to his very, very selfish act that he committed.
Do y'all remember when he went on that little, when he was on the stage and he actually told people he was the black Tupac, how cringy that shit was? Even back then, I was like, yo, there's no fucking way, bro. This shit don't sit right with me.
That's crazy.
I don't even know what that means when he says that. I'm the gay Tupac. What does that even mean?
He said a single word when he said this.
He said, I'm the gay Tupac. Tupac was black, nigga. So he said, I'm the gay Tupac is what he said.
That's hilarious.
What does that mean?
Listen.
Crazy, I just heard my voice.
What does that mean?
He did it again, bro.
Every time, bro.
Soon, you see? And he looks at us.
Clip coming soon, guys.
He does it and he looks at us. All right?
I got you, guys. I got you. Gonna put your ass on instant replay again.
So, I have a question, though. Like, in a scenario like this, when you're a high-profile person, You know, is he considered a celebrity? Is that a, is he a celebrity?
Of course.
He's an actor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's a celebrity, right? If something like this happens to you, right? And it comes out and the facts are start, people start to put the facts together. Why not just come out and say, before it gets way too crazy to where it's the point where it is now, where he went to the Supreme Court and say, you know what? Shit was capped. Why let it get to this point?
Could have something to do with ego and being in too deep, boss.
And then also, I kind of feel like he might just be the one nigga that got caught in the sense that, like, maybe hoaxes and bullshit like this happens all the time. Maybe the domestic violence that we see is never really that. Maybe the stories that we see are never really that. He's the one celebrity that got caught making up some shit to go viral. Maybe he's the one guy that got fucked over and caught.
Because he decided to do it himself.
It's just me like,
you should have got a fucking, yeah, like a Olivia Pope to do this for you.
I just think that you got to know when you got to know when you the L you took you have taken the L because if I'm looking at it, I'm saying to myself, if local authorities are putting the pieces together, what the fuck do I think the Supreme Court is going
to
fucking
the
find?
The police said that they would have never taken it to court if he had simply apologized.
That's the kicker.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the kicker.
Why not just apologize?
Had he just apologized?
And he's done with it.
So it was the bravado, the blah, blah, and the bullshit.
You know why I said you ego. Can't apologize? Because when the shit happened to you, you came out on your fucking Colin Kaepernick trying to be a motherfucking hero.
And he had an interview with Gayle King, did he not?
Yeah, he knew he was done, bro. Like, if you go back and have to apologize, you're done. Now you really done because you're probably going to go to jail behind this shit.
He could potentially be exiled.
He should go to fucking jail. He should be fucking
jail time,
he should,
all the people in Hollywood who came to his.
That's perjury, nigga. You lied. You falsified police records and shit, bro. You lied. You lied.
Wait, I have it. I have it.
Play come the on, motherfucking clip, bro.
He lied. Y'all niggas worship him.
Zumba membership is renewing, sir.
Lied.
Awesome.
Never.
Thanks for sharing. What?
The email just came in. Apparently, I'm still an instructor.
What? Make sure to take his class.
Apparently,
bro.
I'm still licensed to teach on you fuck niggas. Just know.
Make sure to take his class, all right?
Anyways.
Plus his pelvis.
Pause. That's
the name of that's the name of his company.
Speaking of pelvis, brother Tristan Thompson can't seem to control his. There is another baby made on Khloe Kardashian's watch. Thoughts and prayers go out to OJ's thick neck daughter at this time.
Is Tristan Thompson DJ Khaled?
Is he what?
Is he DJ Khaled?
Because of another one?
Yes.
Another one.
I saw something savage as fuck on Twitter. It said Khloe has gone through 8 different versions of herself and Tristan cheated on all of them.
He cheated on every face she got.
Yo,
he disrespects every face that she has.
Every surgery, every BBL update. She getting BBLs like they motherfucking massages.
And like getting dogged around by such a weirdo. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's not even a weirdo.
A
C-list NBA athlete, bro.
D-list, bro.
Trash, bro.
C-list, bro.
You don't get 10 points a game.
He should be thanking LeBron every waking day because he's the only reason why he got that bag from Cleveland.
We would not know who he was if it wasn't for LeBron.
Yeah.
Because then they signed him to an $80
million
contract.
Yeah.
Like, goddamn,
bro. 4-year, 5-year, $80 million contract.
Jesus.
And became a journeyman after that.
Because he had one good playoff series where he had like 12 rebounds a game in the playoffs.
He was working his ass off.
Where was he when he got the Kardashian? Like, what kind of time and place?
He was playing for Cleveland. He was third or fourth year in the league. She was done with fucking, what's his name? The left-hand nigga, Lamar Odom.
I mean, but then again, her sister dated fucking Chris Humphries. So it's not like they were.
Yeah, she married Chris Humphries.
Yeah, she married.
She was hanging around the NBA a lot.
They weren't going after, like, you know, starters.
Kim Kardashian hit list ain't that great. She had Reggie Bush. After that, she had Miles Austin. Then she went to fucking Miles Austin had one good year in Dallas as a Dallas Cowboy. Then she went to Chris Humphries. He was trash.
You mean hit list in terms of like,
sports?
Okay. All right.
Yeah, she never really fucks the winners.
No, the only winner she's ever had is Kanye, and then she's.
I mean, but he's not a baller.
Kanye?
Are we talking about just sports?
No, just sports.
Like Khloe fucked with James Harden for a little bit. That's a winner.
He's never won anything, but he's a good player.
He's a good player. Yeah, I mean, yeah, touche.
Yeah, he's a good player.
He's not won anything.
I mean, she had Lamar Odom. He was a champion.
Ugh, a crackhead.
Kendall's dealt with, what's his name? Devin Booker and...
That's her boyfriend.
Ben Simmons.
And Ben Simmons.
Yeah, so she was dating Ben Simmons. Now she's with... she dated somebody else, too.
Was it... It wasn't Griffin, was it?
No.
No, it wasn't.
One of them dated Blake, no?
It wasn't Griffin.
Blake had a turn.
Chloe had ties to Harden at one point.
Yeah.
And what's his face? Who had ties to Andrew Bynum?
Andrew Bynum?
Somebody had ties to Andrew Bynum. Really? Somebody. Was it Rihanna?
Really?
I don't know. That's a new one. I never heard of Andrew Bynum.
Andrew Bynum?
Somebody had ties to Andrew Bynum. Somebody.
Rihanna's very selective.
It couldn't have been. I could be severely wrong about Rihanna.
Maybe it was one of their homegirls.
Yeah. She's very selective. I know she was she was dating, what's his name? Matt Kemp in baseball.
Yeah.
She was dating him.
Is he good?
He's a good looking guy. Hey,
can he play?
He's a good player. Yeah.
I think he's won a championship recently.
He's a great player. I think maybe for the Dodgers. I know he played for the, I don't know. But yeah, he was a good player.
Speaking of good player, let me see here. Fucking Steph, bro. That nigga's been looking unreal as of late. He has been looking make believe.
We urged us to watch him play.
I'm on record saying Dwayne Wade is my favorite athlete of all time. After that, it is definitely Steph Curry. MVP. It's always been Steph Curry.
Matter of fact, shout out to you breaking and becoming the all-time three-point field goals made leader.
With the original three-point shooter record holder, Reggie Miller, and then the guy who broke it, Ray Allen, both was in the building, so shout out to both of them.
Shout out to Ray Allen. Shout out to Tierra.
Both of them.
Ray
Allen's daughter, man. She's a big fan. She listens. So shout out to you guys. But yeah, man, Steph Curry, man. Like,
do you remember when you were a kid and a three-point shot is some shit that happened once every blue moon?
It wasn't a common thing. It was like
game. It was just...
It was Reggie Miller, you know, maybe Tim Hardaway. It was very few players.
Steve Kerr pulling up.
But it's like Jeff Hornacek. It was very few players.
Some of the shit that I saw Stephen doing, my nigga.
Pulling up on 40 with ease.
I read
pulling up in niggas' faces.
I heard of a crazy stat. Before the modern day era in basketball, there was only like an average of like maybe 6 or 7 threes a game.
Yeah.
It multiplied to 30 plus a game. 30 plus. So Steph has had one of the biggest influences on the NBA in terms of how these teams play and how players play.
Well, I'll say this. I remember, if you were a real basketball fan, you'll remember this. I knew the league was changing because of one team. This is before Steph got into the league. Right before he got into the league. And I remember saying Steph's going to be a problem because I remember LeBron James, Kobe, all these things was going to his games as Davidson. But at this very specific season, this team was on the rise. The Orlando Magic.
With Turgaloo, Rashard Lewis.
Petrus, Jameer Nelson, Rafer Alston.
What did you see there?
They lived and died by the three.
Live and die by that shit, bro.
Live and die by the three. They made it to the championship off of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
They completely, 1 through 4, the positions 1 through 4 was all 3-point shooters.
And when them shots stopped falling, they got waxed.
They got waxed.
It was a gentleman's sweep in the
because
finals.
Dwight couldn't do it all by himself in the middle.
He couldn't. You know, Dwight had no post moves, but Dwight got a lot of his money off of missed threes and offensive rebounds and putback dunks.
But if he could spin and shoot, he would have been.
But their bread and butter was shooting. And I remember saying to myself, like, this is different. Can you imagine a team where everyone is shooting threes or a league where everyone's shooting like this? Here comes Steph. Here comes Klay. League ain't been the same since. Mm-mm. It has not been the same since. And all the players who were in the league before them started to, you know what? In the offseason, I'm going to work on my game. I'm going to start adding three to my repertoire. Because to stay in this league, you got to have a J.
You have to.
If you can't play defense, if you can't jump, but you could knock down a three, you're going to always have a job.
Look how far it's extended, bro. Look at Anthony Edwards. This is second year in the league?
Second year, I believe.
Second year in the league. He just knocked down 10 three-pointers in the game. Become one of the youngest players to do it.
The day after Steph broke the record.
The day after, bro.
Oh,
Ant-Man is a monster, too. That's another guy.
Oh, I've seen that guy on Fillet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Crazy, bro.
I've seen him on Fillet. Crazy.
Probably on versus the Heat, probably. Because crazy.
Fillet.
Yeah, nigga.
All right, well, speaking of the NBA, NBA YoungBoy apparently likes to wear makeup because it makes him feel cool.
I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I'm not well versed in the NBA YoungBoy talk.
Are you well versed in makeup?
I'm not. But I'll say that to say this. I've been wrong on him so much because I kept saying, man, this guy's trash. He's not going to make it. Only for him to be the highest earner in fucking music.
Right.
Only for him to still be here. Mm-hmm. Only for him to have the most fans in the world. Like, you see any post with any hip-hop artist, his fans are on the name. NBA YoungBoy did it better. NBA, you know, they're, like, they're everywhere, bro. So
yeah, as I have.
I'm not well-versed in this shit. If he's wearing makeup, that only tells me in 2 weeks, everybody else is going to be wearing makeup.
You guys letting them push the line. I told you.
Push what line?
I fucking said it.
Who's you guys?
You niggas.
How we letting... What?
I don't even know NBA.
I don't know the guy.
Okay.
He's leading from...
We got a whole episode of you niggas capping about the dress action, right? And I told you niggas. I said, if you don't stop these niggas at the dress, the next fucking thing is going to be eyeliner and makeup, my nigga. And what happens next?
So, Chris.
Fucking NBA YoungBoy comes and says, I love wearing makeup.
I understand what you're saying.
Come on, bro.
And you're
y'all don't want to draw the line, so there you go. This is what happens when you don't draw a fucking line.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, Mr. Marley. My question to you.
This guy's a dick.
Is little old, poor old nigger me. What am I going to do?
Draw the fucking line, Ricky.
How? By saying, hey, Mr. YoungBoy, I'm not going to listen to your music if you keep wearing that makeup. Because I don't listen to the music now.
Mr. YoungBoy.
I don't listen to your music now, so what am I going to do? You know what I'm saying?
A submission? Mr. YoungBoy?
That's a great title.
That's a great title.
That's a great title.
Nice, clean, and easy.
Easy. Mr. YoungBoy. I got it.
Okay. So, yeah, I just don't know what. And you're right. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I'm saying what I'm saying. By him doing that, listen, it's going to open up the floodgates.
I still don't see anything wrong with it, bro.
I never saw it. Am I crazy for saying I don't give a fuck?
The kind of makeup that the nigga wore, he looked more like a wrestler than a sissy. Like, I don't give a fuck.
He looked like Sting, right?
He looked like Sting.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Okay? The nigga like goth makeup.
Okay.
He could be goth.
I'll say this.
Fucking Nelly wore makeup.
2 days ago, I went to Malia's Christmas play, right? I'm filming Malia's Christmas play. And I'm watching these fourth graders, these fifth graders, these third graders running around and the shit they're listening to, the shit, how they're dancing. And I'm saying to myself, okay, I need to really tap into what the fuck is going on with these kids because it's completely different from when we were kids. Like, it's you got Eli. Like, I'm saying, like, Eli at this age, like, you have to know what's cool to him.
I have to know.
Because it's just, our parents thought we were fucking weirdos for watching niggas, buff niggas in underwears beat each other up. Our parents thought we were fucking weirdos.
In hindsight. We were very weird for watching buff niggas underwear beat each other.
Okay, but you turned out all right, right?
I turned out great.
Okay, so your parents did, I mean, what I'm saying, like, these kids are doing shit, it's just like, okay, I got to tap in a little bit more because this is a little weird to me, but it has to be normal to them because all these motherfuckers are just doing this weird shit. All of them.
The only weird thing that I saw about this is the amount of outrage behind it. And it's only funny because you're talking about a nigga who's constantly in and out of prison, a nigga who's impregnated a slew of people.
What does that mean?
A nigga who's insanely violent.
What does that mean?
You're not letting me finish. I'm telling you what it means if you wait.
I'm letting you finish. I haven't interrupted you or nothing.
Oh, yeah, yeah? You haven't said anything after I said every fucking line? Huh? You weren't going after every fucking line that I had? You weren't doing that?
But I haven't stopped you from talking.
Also very influential.
Fucking son of a bitch.
He's very influential.
No, but essentially, of all the shit you could be outraged about, is the makeup. Not the murder. Not the violence. Not the children. On, not bro. The crime.
Fucking makeup.
It's mascara. It's Maybelline. They got you so hot. It's the fucking Maybelline. Because he's an easy breezy thug nigga, this makes you mad.
So the Mac lipstick and the Mac eyeliner.
It's the Fenty.
We draw a line there. The Fenty, right?
The fuck out of here.
So if you're in the art. Go ahead. Get
your
shit off.
No, I was just going to be foolish. Maybe Please. It's Maybelline.
Maybe it's the Maybelline.
That's the title.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
That's the title. I was going to say, like, Chris, maybe somebody, that would be their argument, somebody who's more well-versed than we are in this shit, would say to you, that would be their argument. He's been done, committed all this shit, and I'm sure you got some of your fucking, some of his music in your Serato. Right.
Makeup Here's is the least. Here's where
you draw the line, is the fact that he put on some makeup on a music video, but the fact that he's accused of this and accused of that, he's done this and he's done that, that's nothing. It's cool. That was somebody, I can see somebody saying that to you.
No.
That's more well-versed.
I disagree with saying that because you listen to his music, you okay? Because I'm still gonna listen to his music, makeup or not, right? Me listening to his music doesn't okay any of his behavior. I don't condone anything that he rap about.
I mean, I didn't see it. I don't know what it is about it. I just know when a person with that kind of power, a person with that kind of influence, if he does it, it's just going to be a trickle-down effect.
Because I know
that's just how this shit works.
I know a lot of Lil Wayne fans that are like me. Ain't none of us ever got piercings. We thought it was weird. That's where we draw our line. I love Lil Wayne. No, I'm not piercing shit.
But we were pre, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're a Lil Wayne fan up until a certain point.
But that's what I'm saying. Maybe there might be Young Boy fans like that. I'll fuck with Young Boy, but I'm not going to get Maybelline.
I think a lot of, like, you know what I'm saying, like, Lil Wayne fans of our generation, after he did the whole punk rock shit, a lot of us was like, all right.
He's going in a different direction.
Like, once we got the pictures of him kissing, we just figured, okay. All right. He's a different guy.
Yeah.
You're the best rapper alive,
but yeah,
but you're into some other
you're
shit.
You're the best rapper alive, but you're just into kissing guys.
And that's okay. That's all right.
It is what it
just,
is.
Just don't do it in front of us. Yeah. We'll forget it ever happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of kissing guys, no, I'll play. I will.
That's weird.
Jussie? Another Jussie subject?
We're not going back there.
Oh, brother,
Let me see what's interesting. Let's go fuck this. Fuck this. Guys, are we going to have to apologize to Tory Lanez, my nigga?
Ooh. I think you guys should just apologize for me.
Why?
What more evidence do you want?
Fuck you mean? Megan was shot.
If she was shot, they can't find any bullet fragments. Apparently, Megan, it could have been glass in her foot as well.
Megan got shot. It still hasn't come out that she wasn't shot.
Megan got shot.
So as
they
far
can't
as we
find
know,
the bullet
shot.
Fragments that they say was in her foot.
Doesn't mean she wasn't shot.
But where the bullet fragments?
It means they lost it.
Listen, until the reports come out that she wasn't shot, the information that we have is that she's been shot, right? I guess what's cloudy now is who the fuck shot her.
Who did it? That's all the problem is.
Plus, as a new gun carrier, right? Because you got your gun license now.
Ooh, shot the nigga Jew. Fuck niggas.
You heard? Shot to the nigga Jew.
Go ahead and do that right quick.
I think that's a perfect,
pull out my
perfect product placement right there.
Pull out my shit so you little fuck nigga.
Should I go
see?
Get my AK-47?
Don't put it on camera, though.
No. I just want you little fuck niggas.
Oh, shit.
Want you to see what's going on here, gentlemen?
Yeah.
You wasn't fucking around.
I wasn't fucking around. I did the paperwork. Because I was illegally carrying for too long. Terrified.
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
So, yeah. Shout out that nigga Jude, man. So,
holla at Jude. Cock your Glock on the Instagram. He'll teach you how to use your gun, how to get licensed. Right now, we're post-pandemic, so it's not as terrible as the process was. He can be reached, 786-315-3546. 786-315-3546. Go holla at Jude and get right. That's a cheap-ass little... whatever that last shit was. It's going to get you killed.
You know, it's crazy. You can't find that motherfucker nowhere. Ain't no guns, bro. Me and Maya have been looking. Ain't no motherfucking guns. Ever since we completed our class, me and Maya have been looking, bro. No guns. Matter of fact, I think Hassan said he was...
Can you order guns online?
We better know how get Hassan's you a 3D printer and print one, nigga.
That sounds like terrorism to me.
Oh.
I ain't printing out shit.
I ain't fucking with that.
I ain't printing out nothing.
I ain't printing shit. Fuck that.
Send them folks over to my house.
Especially these niggas talking about... Never mind.
But as I was saying...
Just say that for Patreon.
I bring up the fact that you knew to carry your... You should have this information. When you shoot a gun, there's a certain, what they call gunpowder residue. Mm-hmm. right, that's supposed to be left on your hand if you shot this gun. It's almost impossible to escape the gunpowder residue.
Okay. So what do you say?
That he the man in question has no gunpowder residue on him.
Whose gun is it?
I don't know whose gun it is.
Now
whose gun was it? Did they say whose gun it was?
I don't have that information. I don't know. Have
we heard? I felt like it was his. It was on him. Is that his gun?
I have a theory.
Please.
Okay.
All right. Because there are reports that say Meg was wild drunk. And
she's like, belligerent drunk is what they said. She got thrown out the party.
Damn, y'all was about to blame black women on this podcast. Go ahead though. Go ahead. Let me hear. Go ahead, bro. Blame black women again.
If Meg Thee Stallion represents all black women, then my apologies in advance. Because that's insane. If every last one of you identify with Meg Thee Stallion, I'm sorry, but that's insane. Right?
Get your shit off.
If here's what I think happened. There was an argument in the car, right?
Tori was cheating.
He's driving. I don't know whose gun it is, but there's a gun in the car that somebody had the ability to get to. Now, again, as I say, if he don't have gunpowder residue on his hands, that means he wasn't a part of trying to shoot or having the gun in his hands if a gun went off.
The part that throws me completely off is that, like, a day after that or the day or two after that, when she addressed everybody on her live, she said something about, I'm not going to get this black man in trouble. That's why I'm not cooperating with police, blah, 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 blah. That's the part that kind of
gets... But I think it was after that he started trolling, kind of, no?
Yeah, so she turned up a little bit.
So I guess maybe then that's where that part goes, but...
Yeah, because he started like putting emojis and doing weird shit online.
So now, the question I also have now is, if it comes out, right, that he actually did not shoot Meg Thee Stallion, the first question I have is, did she think he shot her because she was so drunk, like they said? She got kicked out of the party because she's so belligerent and drunk. And she really cannot recall. She cannot recall who shot her. She can't fathom the thought that her friend would have shot her.
Her friend shot her and she don't want her friend to go down for it. So it's fuck Tory Lanez.
Hold on. Because at the time, remember, they were dating.
Tory Lanez, I grew up with you.
Okay. We can go with that. But I'm saying, at the time, if you're belligerently drunk, right? You don't know who the fuck shot you. Whatever. She went on her live. She's on, black man, blah, blah, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that, blase, squase. Okay. So it comes out. You get all, you know, you get with your lawyers, you get with your people, you get with all parties involved. It comes to find out that the nigga didn't shoot you. You have this information early in the game. My question goes back to the Jussie Smollett. That's why I asked the Jussie question. Why wouldn't you, at that point, say, hey, I was wrong. The nigga didn't shoot me.
It feels like it's too late. It feels like you got to just kind of follow through.
Like you got to see it through, my boy.
This nigga didn't shoot me now.
But I think it. Okay, so this is the thing. This is why I asked this question. If you follow the law, if you follow how the shit is going, they're gonna put the pieces of puzzle together eventually. So eventually, the story's gonna come out.
But here's what we can consider. Like, literally, I know we don't like to subscribe to this way of thinking, but it could be like a lesser of two evils because. If she follows through with the story that she's currently using, it could be determined that Tory didn't do anything. And the blame or the onus as to, you know, why that ended up being the case, she could blame it on the courts not doing their job. But if she actually admits to lying, that could be like the genesis to the end of her career.
I think the fallout from this is going to be huge.
So she might have to just follow through in order to, you know, control the narrative as best as she can.
I just know that following high profile celebrity cases, no matter what side you lie on, the truth eventually, whether it's years later, they trickle out, and it's gonna happen. It's just too many dots to connect, especially with this age of information that's out there.
But at this point...
Right now, everything is suppressed because of court.
Yeah.
Once this shit is over with, and niggas get their hands on documentation and statements, it's going to happen.
So let's say like this. The day she said, oh, black man, this black man, blah, 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 blah. She got with her legal team. She got with the best friend. Information was given to them. Before you go to court, you have to have information to have a defense team.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right? So information presented to you. If you know after the information has been presented to you, same goes for Jussie. Hey, we know that this shit is bullshit. Why not at that time, before it gets to where, fuck where we're at today. There was days and days and days. Who? There was so much time.
But I'm saying, who are you saying to speak up, to say something?
A man. Oh. Once information is presented to you, like, hey, man, this nigga didn't shoot you. If this is the case. I don't know yet.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why I think it has to be something, a situation where technically the only three people who know exactly what happened are her, the friend, and Tori.
I don't think Meg knows what happened.
It has to be something where, all right, we know something, and our story, our word against yours right now. Because what side is the friend on? The friend ain't speaking up.
The friend is literally neutral. She ain't fucking with nobody.
And that's what I'm saying. So
Tori had a gag order on him. He's not allowed to say shit. He can only insinuate certain shit. But he had a court order gag order on him. And I think the lawyer was like, yo, he can't say shit.
Hey, can I drink C-Mop for alcohol? Is that cool?
Yeah.
All
right, have a blast, nigga.
Speaking of C-Mop. I don't
want to fucking start tripping.
Speaking of C-Mop, where'd you get it from?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Where'd you get the C-Mop?
The C-Mop right here.
Where'd you get it?
Are you going to put the Hennessy in the CMOS?
You say what?
You going to put it in there?
I want to put it in my cup. The Chase.
Oh, you want to chase the CMOS with Hennessy?
No, chase the Hennessy with the CMOS.
No, he said it right.
Oh, chase the...
He said it right.
Hold on. You're a wild boy.
He's a wild nigga. Hey, let me know how you wake up in the morning. Like...
Hey, what's the shit? What's your dick going to be hard for like 6 months.
What's the shit that you told me that... You could take instead of the dick pills.
Maca root.
The maca root?
Maca root.
Well, so, you know, in college, we were taking that shit.
I said maca?
Why not go to college campuses and sell the maca root? Because that's what the niggas are using. Because
you're
going to
look weird as fuck being a 30-year-old nigga on college campus and selling sex pills.
Why would college kids use sex pills?
I was using them in college.
Nigga, you need to be at church selling them shits where the old niggas at.
Man, listen. You a fucking like a rabbit, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, don't cat plus. The young niggas is using the sex pills.
I'm telling you, they are, bro. Young niggas really is using that shit, bro.
Poor diet?
Not even.
All they can afford is McDonald's and ramen noodles.
Not even, bro. You busting so many nuts, bro. Like, you know, no matter how young you are, bro, you busting that many nuts, bro. You need some assistance, bro. It is what it is, man. Let's call it what it is. It ain't got nothing to do with your motherfucking diet. I can eat all the grass in the fucking world. If I bust three nuts in a row, I'm going to go to the next bitch. My shit's not going to wake up. Grass ain't going to help me with that. Give me the macaroo.
Hey, guys, man.
But CMOS will.
Don't bust three nuts in a row. It's not good for you, bro.
You got to practice what they call semen retention. Don't bust that nut.
Man, if you beating that, I'm beating her for fun?
Nah, you just hold that motherfucker. Don't bust that bitch.
Man, bust that shit.
You just hold that shit.
It's like having a savings account you never get to use. I'm straight.
What? I'm fucking for sport?
Did you even beat?
What am I, a human vibrator? I'm just here to fill her.
I'm gonna be honest with you. If when I'm beating, right, she's already not getting any pleasure out of this. I'm not good at sex. So now me too, I don't get the bust. We're wasting each other's time here. What the fuck am I here for? I know you're not enjoying this.
No.
I'll tell you what you will enjoy. You'll enjoy vegetarian delight.
Yeah, plug dip your ass and talk about sex.
Brand new menu every day. You know I wouldn't lie to you. I got the CMOS from over here. You can get some CMOS too and get you right. I know you've been wondering, where's everybody getting CMOS from? Where's it coming from? It's Vegetarian Delight. 6060 Miramar Parkway, 954-241-7402. 954-241-7402. Pull up on us. Brand new menu every day. Still got to eat outside. We can't let you inside yet. Call us ahead, order ahead, and we'll get you right. Instagrizzy Delight Juice Bar, the Twitter Delight Juice Bar. Come pull up on us.
It's so racist that we play reggae music delight. For this song.
Vegetarian Delight.
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 delight.
Vegetarian 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 delight.
All right.
Nice falsetto.
Yeah, I tried to, you know.
Why do we play reggae music?
No, no, don't fucking ask me, Shaggy. Okay, every time we're talking normally, you come through with the fake bullshit, and you're asking us about music?
Oh, that shit's so funny to me. It just hit me, though. That shit's fucking hilarious to me. Ah, me brethren, them.
Hey, have you niggas seen Kevin Hart's shit, True Story?
Oh, man.
I don't fuck with Kevin Hart, so I didn't watch it, but I keep hearing about it.
You know what?
I called you, didn't I?
As a nigga who don't fuck with Kevin Hart, this is the one time you need to watch him.
Oh, because he's being serious?
I swear. Okay, put it like this. Here's my challenge to you. All you got to do is watch episode one, and I dare you not to watch the rest. Yeah.
Oh, it's a show. I thought it was a movie.
No, no, no. Miniseries, 8 episodes. Watch number one, and I fucking dare you not to watch the rest.
What does it come on? Netflix?
Yeah.
What is it called? True Story?
True Story.
I keep hearing good things about it.
I hear a lot of people saying good things. I haven't heard one bad thing about it.
Try Fire. Your best.
You hear me?
But Try no one ever best. Says any bad thing about Kevin Hart.
That's not true.
Last plus, say something about this
plus the same, what, it was like the night that it came out or some shit like that, but I had called you after I watched that shit like, yo.
Like, but you a Kevin Hart fanatic, nigga.
Nah, don't. I'm not a fanatic. Like, that's crazy. I fuck with Kevin Hart. But fanatic is stretch.
Yeah, because I think he's one of those ones. So anything he does, I'll give it a shot. But it's not always good. But this shit is good.
Yeah, nah, that shit is great.
I'll try it out.
And Wesley Snipes. Shout out to Wesley Snipes. He killed his role in that shit.
I'll check it out. I heard people have been talking about it, but they talk about his special. Everybody loves
it. But no, it's me telling you. It's one of the best things you'll watch this year. Hands down.
Wow.
Facts.
The nigga said he was watching Netflix, watching The Narcos. He loved how it was written. He wanted to do something darker. He had the writers of The Narcos write this shit. So don't think Kevin Hart. He's in this shit. But don't think somebody, you're going to learn about long dick today. Yeah. Don't think that.
Nah.
Don't think that.
Hey, look. And you know what? Think that all you want and watch the shit and see what happens to you.
I ask people, they're like, yo, you watching Kevin Hart? And I said, what's good about him? Oh, he's being serious. I don't
care. It's not about him, bro. You know what it is? The story is really.
It's not the Kevin Hart that you ever seen before.
The story is a really good story, and you don't expect him to be this good.
Oh, it's his life story when he got caught cheating?
No, nothing like it.
It's not what you expect.
And I don't want to fuck it up because it's better if you have no details. Both of you. Please, watch this shit.
Fuck that guy.
Let's go watch that shit.
I'm going to watch it. Trust me. I'm checking it out. It's fire. It's super fire.
If it's trash, I'm giving you motherfuckers hell.
Do I want to go happy or sad news? Fuck it. Let's go happy. The boy Travis Hunter has decided to remain with his
real nigga.
Number one prospect.
Real nigga of the year.
Number one prospect in the country, and this young man
real nigga
has decided to forego all other colleges and forego all other offers and dream selling.
What a way to close the year.
Come on.
What a fucking
to go to an HBCU.
What a motherfucking year. This kid is a generational talent.
What does this mean?
This is big. This is unprecedented. This is LeBron James coming out of high school and saying, fuck the league. Well, let's put the league. Fuck Duke, because that's where he would have went. I'm going to go to motherfucking fam and go play basketball. This is monumental. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're an HBCU, you'll get kickbacks, which means you'll get a kid who was formerly a 4-star, 3-star at Ohio State, Miami, FSU, is his second or third year, is not working out in Miami. Fuck it, I go play at Bethune.
I leave whenever I get right.
Right. This kid is the number one rated player in high school, which means there's nobody in the country more coveted than this motherfucking kid right here. He's a surefire. His talent, he's going to the league, right? And he said, I'm taking my talents to an HBCU. Now, there's been some kids who's talked about it in basketball who say, yo, I may entertain, but that was just for bullshit. This kid did it.
He's going to go at Jackson State. He picked the right place to do it, though.
Huh?
Say he picked the right place to do it.
Why is that?
Deion Sanders is his coach.
Deion Sanders, nigga. Them niggas just had an amazing season.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a bowl game. I don't know if they won it because I ain't see the game.
What was their record?
They lost. It was 11-1. They lost yesterday in their bowl game.
One theory.
That's impressive, though.
Listen.
And that's one theory I heard.
Go ahead.
One theory I heard because when I think it was either ESPN or SportsCenter when they announced it online, I commented and along with myself and a bunch of other people stating that, you know, this could potentially start a new wave in college football. And a lot of people, I'm not going to say specifically what type of group, were denying it, saying
crackers.
Oh, it's only a matter of time before a pro team or a big time school offers Deion Sanders a check and he's going to bounce. He's going to bounce anyway.
I can't speak for Deion because Deion always been a player, a
but
person
who that was does, their way to downplay.
Right. Deion has always been a person who does what he does best for himself, what's best for him, for Deion.
Yeah, but also like.
But however, I will say this. Deion got two sons on that team, and they're young. I don't see Deion picking up and leaving anytime.
Like when you put your kids in the program.
And his son is the starter cornerback and the starting quarterback of the team. The starting quarterback. And there were 4-star prospects coming out of high school. They're not no scrubs who are getting a favor by dad. These motherfuckers can hoop. You know what I'm saying? So Deion's not going anywhere anytime soon, Paul, so if that deserves a pause.
No, you said hoop.
But I don't want to make this about Deion. You know what I'm saying? This kid, Travis J. Hunter, needs to be celebrated for what he did. Because no other kid had the balls. I follow recruiting for years. No kid has had the balls to make this move. There are kids who are out there, 5-star prospects, 4-star prospects, who are entertaining like, yo.
They talk.
They see Bethune. They see fam, especially from Florida. Yeah, man. They go visit. Bands are rocking. No dance girls. I would love to go there. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is dope. Or they hear a Shannon Sharp. Or they hear a Walter Payton, Jerry Rice, who went to HBCU. Like, yo, them niggas went to HBCU and they still made it to the league. These are all-time great players. But nah, man, I'm going to just go here because, you know, that's where the money's at.
The pressure's on for them to go there, bro.
It's on for you to go there. It's on for you to go play for Coach K.
You see what happened to this kid when he turned his back on them?
It's on for you to go play for Coach Saban.
They burned Deion Sanders' jersey when he turned their back on them, bro.
So think about it this way, too.
And just to make myself clear, that's partly why I mentioned that talking piece about Deion, because they know how impactful this is, and they were trying to rain on the parade as much as they can, and that was the only thing that they could possibly
say. So the backstory to this is that the kid got it, you know, the new NIL deals, the name, image, and likeness deals, where kids are getting paid off their name, image, and likeness. So the backstory is that Barstool Sports gave him $2 million to go to Jackson State because, you know, Barstool Sports employs Deion. Deion immediately refuted it. He went on and he said, yo, let me tell you guys one thing right now.
But I wish.
Even if it was, so what?
So what?
But Deion made a lot of sense. Deion said, there's no way in hell, I'm Deion Sanders, that I'm going to fucking coach a kid that makes more money than me. Where's the money? I coach at Jackson State. You mean to tell me I got this kid because he got $2 million? Show me. Ain't no way in hell I'm coaching a kid that making $2 million. I don't make nowhere near $2
million. I'm going to give it back with you. That's really believable. That is really believable.
I'm here to tell you, the kid got the money. I'm here to tell you that. I follow you. You know I follow.
So then,
kid got the bread.
One of two things: either one, Deion's bullshitting us, or two, he got some money too.
He can't admit to it. You can't.
Sure.
You
can't. Sure.
You just can't.
But that kid got paid.
Kid got paid.
$2 million up. Of course, you're gonna go to the HBCU.
So now people's question is gonna be: so then, why giving him all this dope credit? Because he ain't the only kid that got the offer. He actually took it. And here's the kicker. He's the number one player in the country. Like, there's a trickle-down effect for all this shit. Just going back to the young boy conversation. There's influence. Your power comes from your influence. That's where your power comes from. LeBron James is who he is. Yeah, he could dunk a basketball, but his influence. If LeBron James puts on a shirt that says, I can't breathe, everybody's talking about it. There's power in that shit. If LeBron said, I'm not taking a vaccine, guess what? You guessed it. 90% of the league's not taking a motherfucking vaccine. That's why Kyrie hates him so bad. Mm-hmm. Because he understands this motherfucker has so much influence. That's why so many pro-black people hate Michael Jordan. Because of his influence and he didn't use it to the betterment of the African-American population. So this kid, every kid in America, adults that follow college, you guys see on the timeline how powerful college football is. There's not a household in America that's not talking about Travis Hunter. This young little black kid who came from nothing Every household right now talking about Travis Hunter. So guess what's going to happen? Little kids that look up to Travis Hunter, there's a bunch of them, are going to say, hey, the motherfucker's doing it. He's getting bread. That's
what, it still has to work out for him. You know what I mean? Like,
you got the bag.
No, bro. No.
You got the bag.
Jit got a ball. Jit got to go to NFL.
He's going to. At Jackson State, he's going to.
Jit has the ball. Jit got to go to NFL because once you do that, then you can show niggas, hey, man, you can take this $2 million and do this shit the Deion way.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. So the kid got the bag. Let's say you got $2 million up. You $2 million up. You ball in college for 3 years. You get the Deion cosign. Deion worked on NFL Network for 10-plus years, covering kids coming out of college, covering the pro days. You think Deion ain't got the ear of GMs?
Scouts and GMs and shit, yeah.
Let me tell you, this is going to work out beautifully. Remember this conversation.
All he got to do is just be okay for these 4 years.
Remember this conversation. 3 years. Remember this conversation. This is going to work out beautifully for Travis Hunter and Deion Sanders. I tell you that right now.
So, young fella, we give our
prayers. He made the right motherfucking choice.
We give our prayers to you. Great health.
Good luck.
Great career. Great.
And any kid that wants to, and you know, there's some young fella like, yo, what if it happened, you know, happened to you, FSU? You know, it's funny. What if it happened to you, UM? Man, go to the motherfucking HBCU. Because you know what? UM can pull that type of talent. FSU can pull that type of talent. Jackson State, Bethune, Texas Southern, FAMU, they can. This is monumental.
That choice. Yeah.
Absolutely, man. Go, man. Just go. If it makes sense for you, go. I'm for it. Shout out Travis Hunter, man. Great way to motherfucking close it. I love it. I love it, man. I love it. Hope more kids doing it, basketball and football.
COVID is spinning the block. SNL has canceled their live audience. There's a festival in Miami that's canceled their live audiences. The NBA is canceling games left and right. Guys, doesn't this feel familiar, guys? You guys remember this?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Shame on you if this is a surprise to you.
You guys remember when they shut down the first few NBA games? We were wondering what's going to happen. You guys remember?
I remember.
Yes, indeed. I do.
I remember. This is happening all over again. And you know, me and my just have this conversation because at work, it's literally the same shit. Before the Omarion came out, all of a sudden I'm realizing, yo, why is all these motherfuckers going to the hospital for fucking pneumonia? Remember I told y'all that?
Yeah.
They kept saying pneumonia. Well, this is odd. Next thing you know, I hear a fucking Omarion. I said, oh, here we go again. So, yeah, man.
So let me ask you a better question, guys. The last pandemic, if you can go right back to February 2019.
2020.
No. That's February 2020, pardon me. What would you do differently, if anything?
I would have played the stock market different.
Definitely.
Crypto different.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have quit my job.
Why?
It's up for niggas that's not working.
Yeah.
Plus, let me tell you something. As a nigga that's on the open market looking for employment, because I still work, but because there's so many other opportunities out there, nobody's going back to work. A lot of motherfuckers. You know how many people we lost? Bro, niggas got sick, went home, and was getting paid to go home, and it's up for them. They're never going to work again. You're either going to work from home and find a job that works, pays you from home, or you hitting on crypto or hitting on stocks. It's just, it's up for you. Streaming, gaming, potting, making money. It's up for you. Why am I going to go here and clean shit for $12 an hour?
Well, I can do something else. OnlyFans hitting.
Nigga.
Lord knows I invested.
It's a fight.
Tiffany Valentine. Y'all go look at that. My God. Y'all go look at Tiffany Valentine.
This thing is crazy, though.
And then go look at T-Desert when you're done. My God. Tell me you can find better drugs than those. I dare you. Find better titties than those.
This thing is so funny.
Find them.
You out of pocket. What is this nigga on right now?
You just gotta wait until they have a sale. $350. I don't pay more than $3 for OnlyFans. That's my rule. I have a $3 cap.
So how you paying $350?
Sometimes the 50 cents worth it. I pay the 50 cents.
Okay.
Because some of these pages, they be $9. You just got to wait until they have a holiday sale. Yeah. Every holiday, go to OnlyFans. Everybody's half off.
Well, how long does it sell? Like, what? Hey. Like, is it like a
month? Y'all niggas, it's a month that you can see everything they've ever uploaded.
Can y'all niggas imagine OnlyFans in the metaverse?
I still don't understand that shit, so I don't know. I guess it'd be good because
the metaverse. Matter of fact,
everybody's so happy about it.
I screenshot the goddamn article. Why didn't I put it in the list? Fuck it. I guess
metaverse
it's time.
This metaverse.
Listen,
that.
Elon Musk says that his company Neuralink expects to start implanting brain chips in humans in 2022. Elon Musk is always on the verge of presenting the world with some of the most innovative products and creations within the technology world. But his latest advancement is something straight out of a big budget Hollywood film. During a recent interview, Elon Musk announced that by next year, he hopes that his company Neuralink will finally be able to implant brain chips in humans. He has major plans for his brain interface technology company Neuralink, and if he actually achieves his goal, it would be a total game changer. Musk revealed that he's quite hopeful that Neuralink will be able to be implanting brain chips into humans in 2020. Neuralink is currently developing a microchip that would be implanted into the human brain to record and stimulate brain activity. It is also intended to treat severe spinal cord injuries and various neurological disorders. Speaking about his intentions to successfully move forward with the brain chip implantation, he says it's working well in monkeys, and we're actually doing just a lot of testing, and confirming that it's very safe and reliable. And the Neuralink device can be removed safely. We hope to have this in our first humans to repair some spinal cord injuries by 2022. So, we have a chip that can record and stimulate brain activity the very same year the metaverse is coming out, guys.
That just sounds scary to me.
Shit's intense.
It sounds terrifying.
It's here.
The
it's
Matrix,
here.
Nigga.
You can't be afraid. It's here.
Because
the Matrix.
Because while, you know, the piece about, you know, repairing neurological spinal injuries, I mean, that in itself is something that's, I guess, could be commendable for you to attempt. But the rest of it just has me feeling like I'm in a state of not being in control, bruh. And that, I'm not going to lie, that's scary to me.
I mean, it doesn't sound like anything mandatory and invasive yet.
Yeah.
Right? But people who would like to escape, they should have that option.
They will.
Because I always said to myself, if I ever get into an accident where I'm paralyzed from the neck down, pull the fucking plug. If you don't, I'm going to nudge myself off of a building as soon as I can. But if you gave me a chip where I can walk in my dreams, I might hang out in this bitch, bro. I might stick the fuck around.
Okay. To do what?
Walk and live, nigga. The same shit you doing.
Where?
I want to use my legs.
Where?
In the metaverse. Baby. Huh? Get some NFTs, baby. Some non-fungible tokens, baby.
What is that? What is the metaverse? What is it?
Come on, Matrix, bro. It's NBA 2K, man.
Have you seen the Matrix?
It's the Sims.
Yeah.
So it's the Sims. It's the same thing.
Pretty much.
Okay, so.
Fam, they're creating a digital world.
You create an avatar that you care about.
So you're playing a video game.
With your life.
Okay, because that's like saying social media is just reading. Like, it's enough. These pictures, words, and all that shit is enough to keep your attention for 9 to 8 hours a day. Your fucking phone already says so, right? Your phone already tells you you're banging out 9 to 8 hours a day. What they're trying to do is make this an all-inclusive, immersive experience. You understand? So at this point, and you can just spend some time in that world. Now, the NFTs and all that shit, I'm still trying to grasp it.
That's a different thing, but so if I'm spending a couple of hours in this virtual world, it is a video game.
Because if you imagine all the time you spend on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter,
But what if being it's in not that a world, couple hours?
You say what?
What if it's not a couple hours? So what if it's a couple days or a couple weeks?
So I'm on. You're on Twitter to get shit off. You're on Instagram to look at pictures. I'm on 2K to play a video game basketball. Yeah. So if I'm in this metaverse world you guys keep talking about,
yeah, you dare to detach from life, like Plus said.
But if my detachment from life is Instagram, Twitter, and 2K, I don't need the metaverse.
That's not true.
No, because now it can be you replaced. Can go to Instagram. And you can go to all these
now,
places
mind you,
here.
I don't know what's going to be available to do in the metaverse. I'm really just thinking murderverse. It's a murderverse.
That's what it is, murdering.
Right? That's a good, come on. Yeah. That's a contender. Murderverse is a contender.
Murderverse is definitely a contender.
But I was saying, like, I don't know what's going to be in there, but if I'm talking just some Black Mirror shit, I can fly, run, jump, drive, fuck, be a superhero. I can be whatever I want to be. Are you crazy? It's Wannadoo City, bitch. Whatever I want to do, I can do. That's better than real life.
Creepos that want to fuck in the metaverse, there's no actual stimulation for them.
Brain chip will stimulate brain activity. Bro.
These niggas is weird.
Where does your sensation and shit come from?
The brain, baby. All
right.
Which means that if I want you to feel a nut, you'll catch a nut. And better those fucking weirdos do it there.
Yeah.
Better they fucking do it there.
That's weird. Man,
it's not.
That's how they're going to sentence a nigga to 2,000 years in prison.
That was also a Black Mirror episode.
So and you're going to do you going to do every fucking year,
so
nigga.
So I can do a crime in metaverse world. So it's just like Avatar. How do you see, you know, in the Avatar movie?
I've never seen Avatar, but maybe.
You saw Avatar?
Yes, but this.
When a nigga went into the, he got into the thing and he was in the world. That's why they call
it's
him
Avatar. Avatar. Yes.
That's why they call him Avatar.
Yes. It's Avatar. If that's the concept, then yes. That's exactly what this is.
His consciousness is was
in
was,
the thing.
In the thing that he controlled.
And he's doing the thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's wild.
So this would be Avatar.
Yeah.
That is
so
wild.
So now, when we're talking about NFTs, right? Like, when you're in that shit, you need things.
You need
art. You need clothes. You need things to decorate your house. Mm-hmm. You need a house. So it's like those things then have value. Because you know how people are. Things only have value when everybody else got one too. Super valuable now. I need one.
Yeah. That's wild.
So, and especially like you're older, you may not take it seriously, but our fucking kids, this will be life or death for them. Yeah. So I suggest you get on the fucking ball. Because you are going to want to know what the fuck your kids are doing in the goddamn metaverse.
So how quickly is this thing probably going to be so rolling
2022, out? Nigga. 2022. The Neuralink is out next year. The metaverse is out next year. They're trying it on monkeys right now, and the monkeys are okay.
So
the monkeys are fine.
My question to you is, are you guys on board with it?
I'm not on board with that Neuralink shit, bro, because putting a computer in charge of your brain is wild.
Given
a computer even equal control of your brain is fucking crazy, nigga.
Maybe I'm one of those people that overestimates the reach and power of the government, but I've always been of the mind, like, if you guys really wanted to do mind control, you guys wouldn't ask for permission to do it?
No, that's exactly how they do it.
Fuck out of here, nigga. They just do it.
They can't do it without permission,
nigga.
They
make it appeasing to you.
They just do it. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, they can't do it without permission, bro.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. Are you serious?
Everything they do with permission. Remember that.
That's insane.
They've done nothing against our will. We've willed them to do all the bullshit they're doing.
But, I don't want the chip, at least the first draft. I'll take version number 4.
All right, nigga, your ass gonna be out here like our robot.
I think it's gonna get to a point where you have no choice. You don't even realize it.
Fuck you, mean?
You go to the doctor. Next thing you know,
that bitch gonna turn red, and you just
this
gonna.
That's what
be,
I'm saying, bro.
You're gonna be angry because
to nanotechnology
you're not
right
gonna
now.
Realize it. Nigga,
I'm so paranoid. What if the chip is so small?
You don't know.
It's
you
already.
Swallowed.
It's in the tap water.
You don't know.
You wash your dishes. You washed your hands, licked your fingers, and you have the chip.
And also, like, you think they're not close to cracking in on nanotechnology? They probably are already.
They already inhaled the chip.
And you know what's crazy, too? Like, look at the whole facial recognition shit.
We sound crazy.
Yes.
I just heard myself saying inhale the chip.
Inhale
I was like, I need to chill.
Yes.
I sound insane.
I'm not sure how we got here.
But look at the whole
But look at
the whole facial recognition shit. How that unlocks everything for you. Locks your phone. Pretty soon it's gonna allow you to get into your house.
Snapchat gave those niggas the key to the world.
Nigga.
We're so dumb. Filters.
Nigga, it was they were saying what really knocked it out of the park. Was everybody downloading the app? Because niggas that didn't have Snapchat were safe. But there was this one app that everybody in the world downloaded. Was the app that turned your face into an old nigga.
So stupid.
Yeah.
They said that changed the game.
Everybody tried it at least once because we're stupid.
And then everybody got their hands on that.
Everybody wanted to see.
Everybody, because everybody wants to know, what am I going to like when I get old?
So niggas was like,
I ain't on the Snapchat shit. But hey, man, I'm on Facebook. I want to see what I look like at old.
So I forgot what such a
I'm a download Oldify.
And they made it to a challenge.
Yeah.
That's how they get you. They make this shit into a challenge, bro.
Yeah, because we made y'all niggas old.
Right. I have to have it in my phone. So what happened? You know what? Well, you know what creates a conspiracy theorist? Some shit actually happening to them. So in order for you to formulate these thoughts in your head, the government has to do something to you to directly impact you, to make you want to start thinking like this. It's going to happen. Just like I said, whether you like it or not, you're going to end up vaccinated. I'm not taking this next booster. I haven't taken
it. In my mind, I really don't understand the push. You know what the push is? The push is them trying to make as many niggas as they can do it voluntarily
willingly.
Before the muscle comes.
Correct.
That's what this is.
That's all okay? it is.
This is, hey guys, yo, trust me. You want to take it like this. You want to take it like this.
It's going to happen.
You want to take. You want to come into Walmart.
I see y'all on the other side of the fence.
Name a little nigga that you went to school with that wasn't vaccinated. Name one.
Just know, bro.
A lot of them.
If you need me to hand you bread through the gates, I'm always going to give you bread and water, bro, through the gates.
I appreciate it.
No matter what, I'm going to hold you down. Even if the security guard tased me for a few seconds, I'm going to take that tase.
The kid's going to need to eat, bro.
You know what I mean? No matter what, though. No matter what, I'm going to hold you down, bro.
You heard?
We're going to be there, bro.
Because it's funny to get crazy.
I know.
Something's weird.
Hand you a head of lettuce.
But that's after I wake up from my fourth Neuralink dream.
Yeah.
Where I'm playing zombies in real life.
But not real life.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine what video games would be like with a brain chip, nigga? Oh, my God.
Hopefully, I'm dead by the time.
Slam dunking on niggas in real time. Dead.
Don't touch
that's
my
brain. No. 2K would be fucking insane. I'm sorry, Chris. So then you ain't getting the PS15. You ain't getting the Metaverse PS15.
I'm stopping at the 5.
No, the nigga stopping at the 7.
Yo, I'm tripping. It's probably going to be the 6 fucking with these niggas.
Because it's every 5
these
years.
These niggas, only 5?
Yeah, I think it's like every
it
5
It feel
years.
Like a decade five, fucking with years. These niggas.
The PS4 came out in 2016. And then the new one came out in 2020. So it came out
okay, all right, that's fair.
Well, 15.
So then, that PS6 definitely going to be on that.
Y'all niggas, make sure
2026,
it's definitely
going to
be on that.
PS6.
Niggas, y'all make sure to download that Matrix demo on PS5. It's free. The graphics on that shit is amazing. Just want to throw that in there.
Wouldn't that be a shame for me to play a basketball video game only for me to actually have to play basketball to play? That sucks so much. It's like we.
I guess that's why I don't get the better version. What's controlling anything?
Your brain. Your mind.
So then I have to give you my chip. So in 2022, when it comes out, I'm not giving you my chip. So my metaverse thing is going to be a waste of shit.
No, it's going to be a simple, you go, you get a little like handheld controller. Okay. And you got you got hands in the metaverse where your controller is operating.
To remind him. That all this is going to be accessed pretty much through those Oculus VR goggles.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how you access it?
Yes, that's how it's going to be.
So VR goggles and mittens?
So,
yeah. Not mittens necessarily. It's so controllers.
Literally, if you've ever like,
it's like two little. It's like joysticks. Pause. But it's like two joysticks.
Yeah. So when you're in 88 and you can't see no more, what happens to you?
The Neuralink.
The Neuralink.
Or the brand new neural eyes that connect to your brain and allow you to see what they want you to see.
Y'all don't even. This is the Matrix and Terminator. Y'all don't see we walking right into this shit.
We probably already in the stimulation somewhere. Our bodies are in a warehouse connected to a machine, and we just think we're here.
Yeah.
We not here for real, bro.
We gotta wake up and get the fuck out of here. Today.
Wake up!
We gotta wake unplug.
Wake up!
We gotta break through that little pink.
If
egg
I wanted
like
to unplug
Neo.
Right now, I wouldn't know how to unplug.
Yeah, where?
Okay, I sound crazy. It was getting too deep. We have DM diaries today. How about that? How about we get the fuck out of Chris's corner? We start doing some work here. Because Chris got us today. I'm fucked up. I don't know what's real. I am fucked up.
Man.
It's coming, bro.
Mind you, if we're wrong, guys, because we could be wrong.
Of course.
None of us have read anything about
it. I want to say we're wrong. I hope we're wrong. I hope this is not what the fuck is going on there. Cause they niggas, first thing I heard about metaverse was Facebook. Now niggas is telling me virtual reality, fucking basketball and shit.
Virtual reality like life, nigga.
I don't like this shit.
Computer love.
And whenever I think of VR, I think of VR troopers. Now niggas is telling
shoot
me.
Shoot you up.
Dude, I wanna love you.
Watch Black Mirror. Watch season 5 of Supergirl. There's a lot of VR shit going on.
Zoom it up. It's just conditioning, bro. They getting niggas ready, man.
Probably the vaccine's already the chip.
That's nuts, man.
The vaccine's the chip.
I think so.
We're already in it.
I think so.
We have Mark Zuckerberg technology already in our bodies.
And like I've been saying for over a year, they're gonna make it impossible for you to live here if you ain't got that shit. They're gonna apply pressure. Everyone's gonna be vaccinated.
I'm sorry, guys, if I have to.
It's gonna be in your CMOS.
If I have to leave, I'm gonna leave, bro.
That government shit,
I'm out of here, bro.
Dirty, bro.
Like, I know for sure
the history of this motherfucker, bro.
It's gonna be a while before Haiti got a metaverse, so I'm safe over there if I wanna.
Yeah. Haiti's never getting that shit.
you have to give electricity first.
Yeah.
Come on.
You got to fight electricity. First, you got to fight earthquakes.
Then you can do it.
You got to fight electricity and you got to fight man-made earthquakes. Like, there's
then
no
you got to set up Wi-Fi. There's escape no, the
yeah,
bandits.
Yeah, that's over.
Then give us the metaverse.
Yeah,
he said the bandits.
The fucking land pirates. Until then.
The bandits.
Are y'all ready? Let's go.
Niggas said the bandits. Oh, shit.
Hey, you bitch ass nigga. It's been a while. Huh? But I got a sonic boom like Guile. Gonna put your whole ass on trial. Don't smile. Bitch, wait a while. You ain't got no style. Hey-o, you are a weirdo. Sending pictures of your dick.
Why does he have a cane?
We gon' tell your secrets with your bitch ass. Your secrets not safe with me.
We gon' tell
your secrets. You just became a victim of the DM diary. You a bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
You a bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
A bitch boy. A bitch boy. Break it down with your bitch ass. You ain't gonna get. You ain't finna get.
No ass.
Only we know what you're talking about.
You a bitch ass boy. Whole ass nigga.
Good job, guys.
3%.
That didn't sound half bad.
You know what I mean? We ain't
professionals,
here.
Man.
Yeah. That was pretty good. I wouldn't say professional.
What a ganja.
This comes from one of our friends. These are unsolicited messages. Responses to her DMs.
I need it close.
I would like to have sexual relations with you as per your blank episode appearance.
Out of bounds.
Whoa, whoa, wait, what's happening here?
Wait, what?
First DM, out the gate.
To you?
To one of our friends. A friend of the podcast. A lady.
Oh, okay. A lady.
Okay. Out of
So it's repeated bounds. Again, but it's to a friend.
I would like to have sexual relations with you as per your blank episode appearance. Nigga just jumped out like that.
To one of our lady friends? Yep. That? Oh, man.
Another DM she received. Nice ass. I'd love to stretch you out. And then he sent the picture.
Backcourt.
I'm
violation.
Pretty sure we know what this picture is.
Oh, Jesus.
But she didn't, you know, tap it so we can see it. God bless
Thank
her.
Thank God.
And then there's an audio call the same night. Oh, my God.
Backcourt violation. Turnover on downs.
Man, have some couth, man.
What the fuck, bro?
What the fuck, y'all? God damn! You guys are fuck ups. You guys are weirdos.
Why would
That's
you do
nasty
that?
Nasty behavior, dog.
If there's anything that I'm afraid of...
That's nefarious activity.
If there's anything that I'm afraid of, is if these niggas get access into the metaverse.
That's corrupted conversation.
Bro, you know the havoc that they're going to wreck on this shit?
But hopefully there's a corner where they can get what they want and just chill.
Yes.
Because... I'm not even a man of couth. I'm a man of numbers.
That's right? Vile verbiage.
I'm a man of numbers. And it's like, I just can't see what the number, like what the percentage of success is when you approach people like this. Like, if it works, but I just can't see it working.
Who's it working on?
If they're doing it, it's worked before. Who's now, the percentage of it working is not very high.
You could DM somebody, I want to stretch you out.
These are probably niggas who are okay with any type of win that they get, so they just shoot aimlessly.
Bro, I'm gonna stretch you out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy. It's crazy talk. This is madness, bro.
That's why if I'm a woman, I would take offense to these DMs. Because like, what kind of woman you think I am for you that's to even have glass. The balls to fucking come into my shit talking like this?
Listen.
That's crazy.
Listen, I usually don't try to give y'all niggas game on here, but there's just one rule I just want to leave y'all with forever. I'm not visiting this subject again. Act like you've been here before, man.
Act like you done got some pussy before, man.
That's a big piece of it. Act like you've been here before.
Act like you done fucked on something before.
For real. Act like you've tasted pussy before.
God damn.
I think if you go into every situation behaving as if you've tasted a piece of pussy before, you won't behave like this. This is ridiculous.
Hey guys,
fucking NWO ladies, the fuck alone.
At this point, we've all lived long enough to know about the random cock pictures, bro. Come on.
Come on, bro. That doesn't work.
It doesn't work. It's not very far away from you niggas going to jail behind this shit, man.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, we've been doing this show going on 3 years. Out of all the cock pictures these women have received via DM diaries, none of them have been successful. And there's a lot of them. Stop doing it. Stop sending your little dicks unsolicited. There's a reason why I say, your little dick. Stop. It's not working.
The big ones might work, man. Shoot your shot, though, bro.
And even those may not work. I can't speak for those big dick niggas.
If you think yours is big, bro, send that shit, bro. Come on, bro. Go ahead, bro.
If it's unsolicited, it's not going to. What's the worst that can happen? Big or small, if it's solicited, go for it. Unsolicited, yo, I want to stretch you out and send the dick.
Hey,
come on.
Even if it's small, if she solicited, make an excuse, bro. Don't do that, bro.
Yeah.
Not if you want to hit. Okay.
Yeah.
Hold your picture.
Let her find out on her own.
Okay.
Let her hold it.
Turn off the lights. Fuck her. Yeah. Then show it to her.
Let her hold it and then realize she made a huge mistake.
Don't show it to her until after you fuck. If you show it to her before you fuck, you might not.
You're going to ruin the illusion.
Now, hearing from a girl that your homeboy has a little dick is the worst.
Because what am I supposed to do? You can't respect it. What should I do with this information?
You're going to fuck that bitch. No, the fuck you did it.
That's not what she said. She totally disagrees.
No, the fuck you didn't. Get the fuck out of here, shrimp dick.
That's what you thought, nigga. She says you wasn't even there, nigga.
You ain't even show up, nigga.
Hey, could you imagine? I fucked that bitch. That's not what she said.
Ain't what she told me.
Oh, God. And what do I do? And women are awful because they'll tell you. They'll tell you.
Oh, boy, he put me down with. That nigga got no dick to save his life.
But drop it in your lap.
Call a nigga picking a blanket. God damn it.
That's funny.
That's happened to me before. We call my homeboy picking a blanket, man. I got to look this nigga in the eye and go to the club with him, man.
That's crazy, bro. Just say it to my face.
Got to hang out with Porky now.
Oh, man.
Richard, final thoughts?
Yes. Final thoughts, man. If you're in a situation where you get shot, I hope you know who shot you. If you live, I hope you know who was the person that shot you. Because shit can get kind of cloudy and kind of crazy. All prayers to everybody involved, man.
Chris, final thoughts?
I want to leave y'all with something today.
All right. I'm going to come back to you. Ben, yeah. Final thoughts.
There's about 800 milligrams of Leezy that a lot of you niggas need to take. Maybe you should consider subscribing to the Patreon. We do hand that out virtually via the content that we provide on there. You guys need to chill out. Act like you've been here before. Okay? Nobody likes a weirdo. If you feel like you're being weird, 9 times out of 10, you are being weird. So listen to your gut, or else you won't get any butt.
That's really good, actually. Chris, you ready, baby?
Nah, you got to go.
All right, bet. Shouts out Travis Hunter. I hope more of you guys do that shit. And fuck you, FSU up.
Huh?
Go ahead, Chris.
You like what the fuck?
Big gators in the building, nigga.
Oh, fuck.
That's crazy, bro. Why would you do that? You're going to fuck up my final thoughts. As I say, we discussed a lot of things on this podcast that may be triggering for some. I just want to go ahead and put out this brief message that if anything that we've said on this podcast ever triggers you, we're available on multiple platforms. Hit us up. Let us know how you feel.
Nigga put a trigger warning at the end. You funny as fuck.
And I know he was I know he meant that shit because he was trembling in his voice. I know he meant that shit. Go Canes, baby. Go Canes.
Benniford.
Go Hurricane.
What are we doing for tune of the week?
Don't play with me. Play with your bitch. How about that?
There we go. He jumped in front of it. Enjoy, guys. Have a great evening. Or morning or night. Whatever. Tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast and peace out.
Thanks for listening to the end of the podcast.
Peace.
Go Canes.
Ooh, that joint raw. Yeah, pay me a lighter, man. Yeah. Hey, I'm in a booth right now, right? And I look around and I finally realize I done turned myself to a motherfucking self-made millionaire, you dig? Everybody love me except for one group of bitch-ass niggas. Hey, don't play with me, play with your bitch. Let's go.
Don't play with me.
Don't do that.
Play with your bitch.
Play with your bitch.
Young nigga on some multi-million dollar shit.
Stop.
Fur coat, half a million worth of ice on.
Stop.
Lit up like a nigga cut the Christmas lights on.
Shining.
Why the fuck do you be so fresh, dawg? Why you keep your foot on these niggas' neck, dawg?
Cause we at the top, but we really from the bottom. Tell that pussy fuck him, and that's how I feel about him. Hurt your intro, your last two mixtapes. I hear you slick dissing, but that shit lying. All that make believe rapping about cocaine. Don't play with me, ho, got it, you a whole mind. Hey, you went from my biggest fan to my biggest hater. Begging me to sign with you, but I had too much paper. Still that same nigga that used to front your big brother. Found out he a bitch too, now I call him your big sister. Bitch, you still that same nigga that was beefing with a dyke.
But you a gangster though.
I cannot take you serious. They said them pussy niggas on your team earn your draw. They say you make them pussy ass niggas call you boss.
Hell nah.
But they can't call you king.
Why?
Because that's dope.
Hey.
I can't drink out that 2 liter.
Why?
Because that's raw.
Pull up.
The streets out. That new 488 came with a lot of power. My little niggas begging to let those systems scatter shower. Don't play with me.
Don't play with me.
Play with your bitch.
Play with your
matter
bitch.
Of fact, when I fucked her, she told me you a bitch.
For real.
And tell that old nigga from my hood with you that he a bitch.
He don't get away.
You make the city look bad, that's the truth.
Damn.
Fuck, nigga, I be in North Memphis more than you. I shot my first 20 videos in my hood.
Trap.
You a puss, I heard they never see you in your hood.
Hey.
Nigga, quit playing.
Nah.
10 M's up, what the fuck? Woo. I'm just saying.
Hey.
Oh, you must be mad cause they call Memphis Dogland. I'm at the Super Bowl, my money on the fountain cans. Hey, you big head motherfucker, why you hating so much? Oh, I forgot you came up rapping dissing 3 Cent Mafia. I slick dissing and dodging me, nigga, let's get it popping.
Poppin'.
Oh, pussy ass nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, pussy ass nigga. Yeah. Was talking about me in your song prior to the side.
Damn.
Found my number in her phone and it hurt your pride.
I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah, you found my number in her phone and it hurt your pride.
Hey.
When they hear this shit, they gon' play it 5 times. Got a lot of foreign cars that I get too high to drive. Don't play with me,
don't do that.
Play with your bitch.
Play with your bitch.
Don't play with me,
nah.
Play with your bitch. So I told myself a long time ago, right? I said, I ain't gonna expose this pussy ass nigga, man. Cause we from the same city. You know. And your whole pussy ass team, no nigga. I been sparing your bitch ass for the past 5 years, nigga. You know that shit, man. Come on, man. CM who? CMF. The cocaine music faggots. I know. You know. The whole motherfucking city know. You's a bitch. Don't play with me, man. Play with your bitch. This ain't what you want. And the same little nigga, bro, that was helping your big pussy ass brother put food on the table when you ain't fucking with him, bro. Put it like this. Hey, yo. You was around in the city beefing with a dyke, my nigga. I don't know no gangsters that beef with motherfucking dykes, my nigga. That motherfucking son that touched down, reloaded, all that shit, whatever the fuck it was, nigga. Nigga, you a talking about a dyke, nigga. Nigga, you a beef with a dyke out there in North Memphis where you from, nigga. Nigga, you a bitch, nigga. Oh God, I'm disappointed in you, man. Stay in your place, homie. You know what's up with me. Tell your fat ass big brother, man, I said he a bitch too. Matter of fact, your big sister. Tell your fat ass big sister that I said he a bitch too. Yeah, I mean. Hey, you's a bitch, nigga. The whole city know that. The streets know that. Stay out my way, fuck, nigga. Hey, young nigga, self-made, rich shit, fast cars.